All right, Amy, thanks very much. As the Dodgers, a thrilling comeback win in the bottom of the ninth. They take game two, the final 3-2. A number of huge plays in the game, Aaron Boone. I think one of the spots you could start, though, Joe Torre bringing in the closer, Jonathan Broxton, in the eighth with his team down 2-1.
Yeah, definitely felt like that was an inning he needed to shut them down, with Pujols leading off, followed by Holiday and Ludwig. Broxton comes in, shuts them down, and they're able to get to Franklin in the night there, helped out by, obviously, Holiday dropping the ball, but then some big at-bats by Casey Blake, Ronnie Belliard, and finally Mark Loretta, who is 0 for 15 in his career off Ryan Franklin, delivers with one of the biggest hits of his career.
Dodgers in the driver's seat right now, ton of pressure on Joel Piñera going forward.
Yeah, and that is a deflating loss right there. You get one of your aces to go out and deal like Adam Wainwright did tonight. Big error in the ninth there. That's a tough one to recover from, but you have no other choice, and they got a good one in Joel Piñera going on Saturday.
Another thing, though, that we saw tonight, your emphasis on the Dodger bullpen being an advantage, and it was again in game two.
Yeah, Broxton was great. Sherrill came on and did his thing, and they followed up Clayton Kershaw, who gave the Dodgers all they could have hoped for. He pitched great as well.
All right, so the Dodgers take game two, the final 3-2. For Aaron Boone, I'm John Chumby, right here on your home for every game of the postseason, ESPN Radio.